This is Rachel Medichel, WRPR News. Being a young adult in 2014, it is almost a prerequisite to have social media. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, these are all platforms of social media that has changed our interactions with the world as we know it. Now, while some people would say that social media does not impact our lifestyle or your society, I beg to differ. Ramapo College of New Jersey, a community buildup of approximately 6,000 students and only growing larger every year, has been greatly affected by social media, including the newest and hottest smartphone app right now, Yik Yak. According to an article in TechCrunch.com, the startup was launched by two Furman University students, Tyler Droll and Brooks Buffington, aimed to connect people through anonymous location-based posts. Within a 5-mile radius, the poster can choose to share with the closest 100, 250, or 500 Yik Yak users. You could think of Yik Yak as the modern-day Gossip Girl, a television show based on a ruthless and mysterious blogger who reveals secrets about a group of families in the Upper East Side. Recently, Yik Yak has gone from innocent yaks, similar to Twitter's tweets, such as, "I think the girl sitting in Birch with the blue scarf is beautiful," and "I feel alone, is there anyone to talk to?" has escalated to spreading word of campus drama and parties, and has even escalated to cyberbullying. Yik Yak has gone so far as to target individuals in the Ramapo campus by using their full names in their posts. In 3 months alone, with launches on 5 major southern campuses, the app already has 100,000 monthly active users. More than 15,000 messages go up each day. I asked Ramapo College students what they believe makes Yik Yak so appealing.
I personally think that Yik Yak is a really good thing for a lot of different reasons, and a lot of people have completely opposite opinions. But what draws a lot of people to it when compared to other services like Twitter or Facebook, Tumblr, is the fact that you don't need to have a follower base. If you say something, the entire area can see it. And a lot of the time that helps when people have a simple question. And of course, a lot of people use it for its anonymity. A lot of people can voice their opinions, whether a popular or unpopular opinion, and get feedback from nearly the entire student body who uses the application.
Yik Yak has recently become an even bigger controversy in light of the recent sexual assault that happened on campus and the Mike Brown and Eric Garner grand jury decision protests. Many individuals took to the internet to post their reactions to the cases. However, Ramapo's Yik Yak feed exploded with hurtful and barbaric comments ranging from "she deserved it" to "KKK child's in the village tonight." Whatever form of social media you choose to partake in, please remember that everything you post online is permanent. I implore you to think of the repercussions of your actions before you act. While social media platforms are wonderful, they come with negatives as well. Please think before you speak, and definitely think before you post. This is Rachel Medichel, WRPR News.